Case number 12,869, 37844 Darning Drive, Delmar, Delaware, LLC, seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-42, 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Darning Drive within Carroll's Development Subdivision. And the 911 address is 37844 Darning Drive in Delmar. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 532, Map 18, Parcel 27.07. The applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
The applicant present.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Willard.
Gentlemen, ladies, Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard and Shop here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant. The applicant is 37844 Darning Drive, Delmar, Delaware, LLC. The principal is a guy named Travis Martin. I don't think I was before you. It was a zoning issue. Just north of Frankfurt, you see those large warehouse. He's principal of Chesapeake Plumbing. His building director is here because Travis had a pretty tragic loss in the business. They lost a officer of the company that was killed, and that's why he's not here. Otherwise, he would be here. This is Jason. I'm going to probably butcher your name, Jason. Scarlavi. He's the building director, just representing them in addition to me. When I came in here, and I'm always the last one in here where I drag my feet, I noticed there were several people that signed in with this number, and I think there are these people that were looking at the screens over there. Didn't have the opportunity to talk to them. I didn't see anything in the record, but hopefully my presentation will answer some of their questions. So you see the lot there. Property has somewhat of an interesting history. You see there were 6 or so lots in front, and I'm sure some people in here will have better knowledge of the history of the property than I do. In the back property, that's called Ann Lane, but it's also referred to, or the county official name is Darning Drive, but it appears a few times. It actually had like 9 more lots subdivided in the back. Since that time, 2017, that subdivision changed, which a lot larger lots were there. And as you can see, some pretty nice houses were placed there. And those are the houses you see here, and perhaps some residents are here that live in those houses. My client, Travis, purchased that lot 2707 in 2021. It's basically been in limbo for many years. There's a septic on it. Jason has informed me that the septic is checked out. It can be used. There are a couple things that has to happen to it, but it's certainly viable. Travis's intention to build a house there, and he's here before you today, or I'm here before you on his behalf to ask for a variance, a 4-foot variance on the side. It's GR, so it's 30-foot front and 10 rear, 10 side. Because it's on a corner, there are 2 fronts. Really. And if you look, it may be helpful if you look at the survey, which has not the as-built because it hasn't been built, but it has proposed the property on it. The property lot size is 42,025 square feet. It's 85 by 165. If you see at the bottom, I probably don't have control of that. Who's got the mouse? No, you can take it. You do better than I do. But in the bottom half is the septic and the septic tank. You see that field down there. And the building footprint is at the top. And the house is placed right on it exactly, where you have 30 feet or a little less than, more than 30 feet from the front. The front being the top, which is where, and we've submitted, it's not necessarily going to be an insight home, but this will be the model. This is part of your plans, and this is the floor plan of the house is almost identical to this one as far as size and dimensions. So at the very top of the property would be what we would consider the front, matches the 30 feet. And the gallery doesn't really see that, but they can maybe pull it up later. So that would be the front.
And maybe just to clarify, Mr. Willard, I just want to make sure I understand, right?
Please.
Normally we would have a front and a corner, But because this is one road that kind of curves around almost 90 degrees there, that whole frontage is considered the front. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think your statute, Section 84, defines it that way. And they count the frontage. And you'll notice this is the only lot in there that has a convex corner, which
I think it's got, I think it basically has a front and then two sides is effectively how it is. Is that right, Mr. Norwood?
That's correct.
Okay. But each front requires 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where we are.
So, yeah, but it's not one that has, it doesn't get the benefit of a corner right. front because it's that same road rather than intersecting roads.
Right. So we're asking for the longer side, which, you know, would practically speaking look more like the side of the house as opposed to this mm-hmm. portion. That's where we're asking for the variance. And instead of 30 feet, we're going to ask for 26. If it was truly a side, it would be 10 feet.
If it was a corner front, do you know what it would be?
15 feet.
Okay. So that's twice as large as if it was a corner front. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's relevant. I kind of got into this a little late, maybe could make that argument, but it is what it is, and they're only asking for 4 feet, which... And we think the property is unique. It's a corner property, and like I said, it's the only property in the neighborhood that has a convex corner. The one across from it, obviously, is concave, which is a different sort of analysis. The footprint itself of what they plan to build is a fairly modest home. It's on page 2 of the what I submitted last week, I believe. And it's helpful to look at it when you analyze what we're trying to do here. It's a modest home. It's certainly not as big as the square footage, I don't believe, of the three nice-looking homes that are in the neighborhood now. I didn't have time to go down there and get street shots of it, and Google apparently hasn't ridden down that road. But as you can see by the footprints or the roofs of the house, they look like decent-sized house off the road. This would be one of the smaller ones. But we like to think that what Travis is proposing will be a nice-looking house. Let me see here. We've already talked about their 230 foots. If you look at the survey, you can see exactly that 4 foot would just run the length of that line for the house. And if you look at the floor plan, if you would, and if they didn't have that 4 foot along the side with the garage, what the floor plan calls for an owner's suite, which I guess is what the large primary bedroom, I think they call it now, or the owner's suite, that's a bedroom that's 13 by 14. So technically, if they didn't have the 4 feet, it would be 9 by 14. And as you can see, the design is that the hallway would be cut in half, if not cut to... really an impractical size, which wouldn't make much sense. Obviously, you could readjust the whole floor plan to compensate for that 4 feet. I think what's a reasonable argument here is when we're building a house, which you want to be somewhat marketable, if you were to do custom, to have it fit in that 4 foot space, the change in price would be rather exorbitant in design and build. So to run through your elements, we've talked about the fact that the lot is unique. It's narrow. It's a corner. As Mr. Sharp pointed out, it's a right angle corner. The modest floor plan for an affordable home cannot possibly be built in the 4 foot, which, and I think what's always important about this this element of your elements is for reasonable use, and I think their proposal is reasonable. They didn't create the lot dimensions the way they are. Its narrowness and the fact that it's only a corner. I don't believe it would alter the area, the essential area of the neighborhood, which are nice stick-built homes. And I submit to you that 4 feet is minimum. It's close to 10%, a little over 10%. And as was pointed out, if it was somewhat different, it might have just been a 15-foot. So I will call Jason up here, unless you have any questions for me.
There's an existing septic tank, an existing field, right?
Yes, sir.
So they're already very limited as to how deep they can build this house?
Absolutely. Okay. The septic tank is 16 feet off the back steps, And that's, I think, it can't get much closer than that, and then the field's...
I don't think Denrec wants you to be more than 10 feet close to that tank.
But we're 16.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, with the steps, you're pushing right up as close as you can get.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's another factor, I think, that goes into the uniqueness of it.
Okay,
and I think Jason can talk more about the septic. It's been checked out. He's got to lift some of the tops of it or something.
I've got one question. Please. Real quick. So we're taking the 4 foot from the, essentially the side of the house.
Correct.
Right?
The side along the road.
So the I'm not sure what the 50 feet is indicating, but how far is the envelope or the property line from the gravel driveway?
Along the side?
Yeah.
What would be 26.23 feet.
That's just to the property line. Is there another, I don't see it on here. Is there another distance from that to the gravel?
I don't have that because the survey I have goes to the property line. So the as built, like if you're asking where the gravel ends up on the property line, I can't.
It shows sort of that existing gravel, and it looks like it's a, there's not a measurement, but it looks like there's a good amount of land there. Our distance.
Like the gravel doesn't take the whole area. Is that what you mean?
I mean, to the 30 foot to the property line, and then it almost looks like it's equal that to the almost to the edge of the gravel.
So from the property line to the edge of paving, it looks like there's a fairly large area there on this survey. I believe what Mr. Hastings is saying, which it does.
Oh, I see. So yeah, the gravel drive is narrower than what's provided.
Then what is there, right?
Right, but we have to, all we can ask for is based
right.
on the property.
Yeah, I was just curious.
I imagine if some of the folks speak, they might be able to answer your question. Okay. I can't, or Jason, maybe you can, but. That's all I have. I'll call
Thanks.
Jason up if just to do what I do, right?
Yep.
Jason, you've heard my representations.
Mr. Willard, I need to swear him in first.
Why don't you do that?
Say your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jason Scarlevi. I live at 117 Clayton Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And Jason, is correct, you're director of construction for Chesapeake?
Yes.
Okay, and you've heard my representations about this project that Travis has undertaken to put the house there and ask for the 4 foot variance?
Yes.
They're true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
They are.
If you have any questions for
questions? Mr. Sharp?
Any HVAC off the side of this house in either direction? It looks like on both sides it's going to be kind of, when I say the sides, I meant the house is oriented towards the driveway on the other sides of this.
I'll be honest. I don't have a specific answer for that.
Okay.
It hasn't been discussed yet at this
All right.
point.
Right. I just want to make sure we're not looking for anything that was projecting towards the roadside that would need another variance.
I don't think so.
It looks like there should be room in the rear.
It would appear that way, but some houses have them on the sides.
Those split systems are pretty modest. I'm sorry, if I may, I'll hand this up, a hard copy, and I don't know if any participants tonight didn't see it, so I don't know if they want to pull it up. That's all we have, unless there are other questions.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's sit down right here.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
Opposition.
Okay. Would you like to come forward and speak?
Yeah, any of you who wish to testify, come one at a time. We'll swear you in.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yep, I'm Raymond Roach. I live at 37824 Darting Drive, Del Mar, Delaware, 19940.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And is that in this proximity of this location, where you live?
That is correct, so.
Could you point it out for us?
On that picture, it would be the one to the left of the property in question, that one there.
Parcel 2708?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So I honestly would like to see that packet of information that they had there, just to see a little bit more details of what's going on here, but I don't believe that this house is going to fit the aesthetic of the current houses that are in that cul-de-sac area there. And also the area that you guys pointed out, that's the road. I think it is the road. You know, the drawing shows the road is being set off of that area, but I think that area is there for the expansion of the road.
I'm sure someday it'll be blacktop. That's what the, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other questions I have here is this existing septic, how far away from that is it from the drainage ditch that's on the property? This bottom property line is a ditch that runs, mm-hmm. you know, all the way down through my property line as well. And, you know, we've had issues with water draining before, and we've had the county out, and they had to dig that ditch. And they had issues with septics that were closer to the ditch. So I didn't even know there was a septic there until they come and dug it up, dug the lid up.
Can we give him an answer for that?
I was going to pull up the text. I don't have that. Hold on.
I selected that layer. It's not a text stitch.
So the area, we've dealt with flooding in the area before. You know, that basically entire lot has been underwater. You know, we don't want anything that's going to cause more flooding in that area. You know, obviously they have to build a foundation up. It's going to be a blockage, and it's going to change the way the water flows. So.
Is there any drainage along that driveway, or is it just flat?
So I don't know how to best describe it, but that tree line there that's at the bottom of the property
mm-hmm.
is a drain, and it has a culvert that goes underneath the drive,
right.
Darning drive on both sides, and it continues on. Are you asking, is there drainage parallel to the driveway?
Well, no, sort of running along the edge of the gravel driveway. I didn't know if it was swaled out or.
Yeah, so there's a. Like the right yellow line, there's a low spot there. It's not really a ditch, but it there is a low spot in the yard.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So then you've got a culvert.
Yeah.
You've got the lane that's going back there. There's a culvert that's under that lane.
Yes.
Uh huh.
If I can approach the screen here, I can point it out. So
the
ditch kind of runs along this line here, and it goes under Darning Drive and continues along this line here.
And cuts through that 27.04 lot?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there another, so that woods line on the left-hand side, is that another... Is that another ditch there?
You're saying the left-hand side of the highlighted property?
Yeah.
No, it's just trees.
I mean, as far as the, like at the rear of your property.
Here?
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you guys mentioned that it wasn't a tax ditch. I mean, we worked with Denrec. Denrec came out and dug the whole ditch out to help with the problems that we were having draining in that area. They dug it out on both sides of Darning Drive, and that, you know, seemed to have helped the issue a little bit, but Yeah, it's a problem. I have pictures and videos. If you guys want to see it, the area floods and it floods bad.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was asking, if that was a ditch. I was just wondering, you know, because I don't see it anywhere on there. Like, where does that ditch eventually drain to?
So, if I can show you here, it kind of goes this way and then this way.
Okay.
Across the road.
Gotcha.
To another area back there.
Okay.
But it doesn't flow very well, and that's why we have issues.
Any more questions or anything?
No, I just would like to see the packet or some of the information that they have for the house, if I can.
Would anybody else like to come up and speak? Sir?
Perhaps if we could show the packet that was submitted so he could look at it, and if he had additional comments, he could chime in on that. Mr. Roach, would that be all right with you?
If I may, it's online now, but I'll get anybody a copy of that or email you one too.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
Good. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Rodney Farmer. I live 37841 Darning Drive, Delmar, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And could you just...
Yes, it is.
Your floor is yours. You may testify. Okay.
We have had a big problem with flooding back there just this past week. I have a picture in my pocket. I can show you a large... Now, I've seen several acres, almost a foot high, of water back there. Dell Dot come back, and they cleaned out all the ditches and stuff like that. Now, like he said, the ditches are supposed to run across the street underneath Del Mar Road to a sod field. It backs up over there, a large pipe, been over there several times, clearing it out, where several acres were flooded. And as soon as we clear that sod field pipe out, next day, all that water has gone across the street. But nobody cleans that out on a regular basis. And I've been over there, like I told him, I said, at 70, I'm not going over there anymore. And I just turned 70, but I've been over there several times, cleaning that out, just to get that water out of there. I was one of the first homes back there, and it was unbelievable how much flooding went on. And I don't think we could handle another home back there with the water runoff and stuff like that. And everything is aiming right now towards his property. So
towards that property?
Towards the property he wants to build on, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've seen it. One of our other neighbors, he was there pumping. He's no longer living there anymore, but he pumped for 2 days. And it hit the ditch in the trees, run around to the tax ditch, and come right back in to the ditch that runs between their property and runs behind Mr. Roach's house and runs right behind the house that they want to build right there. And he pumped for 2 days, and it just went around the circle. And finally, he turned the hose the other way and pumped up into a field, and it run down into a farmer's field, and he come up with crop damage. But this has been going on for quite a while, a few years now. And another thing, in between Mr. Roach's and the Enos property are wellheads. Right there. If I can approach this right here. And we all had to put raised mound drain fields. So if they intend on using the existing drain field, how is that? That we had to go into a raised mound drain field, and it's actually that area, when it comes down there, if you go out on Del Mar Road, it just goes down a little bit right there, and that's where all the water runs to, right there. And we almost made it on the news with the flooding that went on back there. But everybody was back there, and it took a lot of pulling strings and getting somebody back there, and we had a congressman helping us out a little bit, and he got Dell Dot in on it and pushed it along for us. But it took a little over a year to where we could see anything.
Right.
And I am equipped with all kind of pumps to pump water out of there. I've been pumping it for a couple of years. But I don't think we can take on another home back there. With a pretty tight right now.
Go ahead. How long have you owned your home there?
2018.
Okay.
I had it built there.
Okay. Is your driveway paved?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
That's another thing. Also, you know, with the homes, you see they're all set back off the lane. It's a nice setback, and being a variance and kind of close up like that.
So I want to make it real clear here, because you said that, I just want to make sure we're all understanding this. You said that you don't believe the property should have a house on it.
I don't think it's large enough.
Well, myself. That's not what this board is to determine. This mm-hmm. property has been a subdivided lot, and septics are outside this board's purview anyhow.
Okay.
So, but we aren't here to determine whether or not they can develop it at all. What they're asking for is to be able to develop a portion of it into the setback area. That's all we're asking
mm-hmm.
for. That's all, or I should say, all the applicant is asking for. So I want to make that clear, because that there seems to be this thing that you don't want anything there at all, and that's not what we're seeking today, okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
What's the main road, 54?
Pardon me?
What's the main road, 54?
54, yes, sir.
Okay. And that, for there to be an existing septic, there was a house there at one time on this lot?
It was a trailer park. The whole property was a trailer park. It was 25 acres, and they bought it, cleared out all the trailers and stuff like that and all. And there's various, I have a plot of the land, and there's various wells from when it was a trailer park and stuff like that, and septics and stuff like that. But that's what it was. And they divided it up and started building houses back there. And the property on the back side he's talking about, that's 9 acres back there. He just subdivided it. And Dewey Griffin owns it. And he's going to try to build houses back there. But at the most he's saying, that's 9 acres. He's talking about building 4 homes back there. That's all up through there, up into them trees and stuff. Well, it's 10 acres.
Any more questions, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, is anybody else would like to speak?
Yeah, I just had another question. Just for clarification, the front of that house is on that top line is where they want that house
correct.
To be. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the variances they're asking is because the house would be basically right up on that line. Is
not on the front line. It's Mr. Sharp might be able to answer it.
Why don't you come over here? I'll show you.
Yep.
And Ms. Hollis put it on the screen. So this is, I believe, your property is here.
That's correct.
And the road comes like this. Now, this is the gravel of the road. But his property line is here. What he's looking to do is put his house right here. But because it's going to go, it's basically going to be over here. Closer than 30 feet, it'll be 26 feet
okay.
from the road on this side. Because of that, he needs a variance. What we were talking about before was that if this was a street and this was a street, there would be a corner front setback. He'd only need to be 15 feet from here, which I think is probably what the neighbor here has. And he'd have 30-foot setback here off of this. And because this is one road, he's required to have 30 feet here and 30 feet here. He will meet this side. He will not meet this side. But the road is over here. The gravel of the road, I should say, is over here. I don't know if that answers any questions for you. Or
Yeah. So you're saying that this is the footprint of the house?
Correct.
And it's coming over just in this section?
This part right here, that rectangle. That rectangle is the part that's encroaching.
Okay.
Septic's back here. And then the house will be this, based on what we have in front of us.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if that changed anything for you or not, but.
I'm good.
Okay.
You have no more opposition, or are you, all your questions are answered?
Yeah, I mean, I still have opposition, but...
Understand.
But yeah, I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak? Sir, you may come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name's Richard Martin. My address is 88389 Penn Branch Road, Berlin, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I've owned that lot for 43 years. It was originally part of Carroll's Trailer Park that I'd purchased from Carroll Gravener 43 years ago. I owned the whole parcel all the way up to Providence Church Road. I can correct some of the misconceptions that are on the print and explain what's been done. So far as the ditch is concerned, if you bring up this, I'll show you. The ditch actually starts here, comes underneath the driveway. It's a gravel driveway here, goes down, goes under Route 54, and back in here is where it goes in and ties into the state ditches. It's owned by the state. They finally came in after about 15 years last year, and they cleaned out the entire ditch and rerouted it. The problems that one gentleman was talking about is critters over in here would build dams, you know, from time to time. And what I found out over the last 43 years is, and what people that I've had living here, what they would do is go over there and break up the dams, and the water does not collect here. It runs straight through, as the one gentleman stated. Once the dams are broken, it goes all the way through. The other thing I could talk about, if you bring up the other print that shows where the house is and where the septic drain field is. Okay, it's showing that this is a concrete tank, and the septic drain field is not actually here. It actually goes up along here. So it's far away from this ditch. It's nowhere near the ditch. And it's been like that for 43 years. So, and I could answer any other questions anybody might have.
Anything from the board? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Willard?
Because the neighbors have brought up the septic, and you pointed out you might not have a dog in that fight, but it is important to the neighbors. Denrick's going to be out there, and nothing's going to be activated until it's approved.
Absolutely.
So, and we can share those results with the neighbors.
You mean they're going to be out to inspect the system?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, they already have, but
yeah.
They got to come back for a final.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Thanks.
Can I correct just a little bit?
Yes.
Denrec hasn't inspected that system. It was inspected by a company out of Salisbury who, that's their business. So they gave me a couple recommendations to bring the system up to code. As far as they're concerned, it's fully functional. Once I bring these up to code, Denrec will do their inspection, sign off on it, and then I'm happy to provide any of that information once I get it.
Is that everything, Mr. Willard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12869 for 37844 Darning Drive, Del Mar, Delaware, LLC. That's a mouthful. Is there I'll entertain a motion on case 12869 for Darning Drive, Del Mar, Delaware.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12869 for the requested variance. I believe the property is unique, and I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, but has been created by the abnormality of our double front standard.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.